Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Commissioner warns of possible revenue losses during City Council comments. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Concerns about taxes, spending, and future budgets took center stage during public comment at Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting. Among those speaking was Commissioner Bob Jordan, who responded to recent criticism over whether Campbell County is contributing enough financial support to city projects. Jordan told council members the county is already preparing for possible major revenue losses, including the potential impact of property tax cuts and uncertainty surrounding the optional 1% sales tax.
Because we've got some issues we're working on in addition to our budget, as right-sizing our budget, looking out for our revenues, because we do know that we could lose 50% of our property tax in November, as well as our 1%. So we're being very careful and fiscal in doing that. We're right-sizing our government. That means we're going through every single department and finding out the difference between what's budgeted and what's variances.
The comments come as local governments across Wyoming continue discussing the financial impact of recent property tax relief measures passed by the legislature. Campbell County officials have recently warned that significant cuts to property tax revenue could affect long-term funding for infrastructure and public services. Jordan emphasized that the county budgeting decisions affect residents throughout Campbell County, not just within city limits.
But your budget issues are not ours. Ours are not yours. So consideration being taken for us would be nice if you understood what we were doing.
Strawberry Festival returning to Gillette on May 9th. A longtime spring tradition is returning to Gillette this weekend as Prince of Peace Lutheran Church hosts its annual Strawberry Festival. The event is scheduled for Saturday, May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the church located at 203 West Flying Circle Drive. Organizers say the festival will feature homemade pies, jams, chocolate-dipped strawberries, baked goods, and strawberry shortcake, along with lunch items including pulled pork sandwiches, Polish dogs, chips, and drinks. The event will also include craft and vendor booths, children's games, silent auction baskets, and spring garden plants. According to organizers, proceeds from the festival will benefit local nonprofit organizations in the community, with a portion also supporting the church. The Strawberry Festival has become a popular event in Gillette, drawing community members for food, shopping, and family activities. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.